How is it going, everyone? We are back with the Shock Factor podcast, the Shot Factor edition. And this is a very exciting episode because for the first time ever in Shot Factor or Shock Factor history, one of the two hosts is on a number one ranked team, which is very exciting. I will let you guys guess which one that is, but I am joined, me, Stephen Shock, who does not play baseball, joined by Texas A&M's Hayden Schott. Once again, Hayden, how are you doing?
I'm rock and roll, Steven. I'll tell you what, I'm feel like $1 million, except I just realized that this fan above me looks like I have a top spin hat on. But other than that, I'm feeling like $1 million, man. Happy to be here. Always am.
Honestly, I love the top spinner effect. If you want to, if that's going to distract you, you can adjust. I'm not going to hold you accountable.
I like
it. It seems fun. It really does.
All right.
I think you rock it of all people to have a spinny hat. Like it makes sense. Like you got an Ivy League degree. It's hey, look, I got this, but I don't 100%. Take myself too serious, you know?
100%. Like, I have that in my back pocket, but at the same time, I also find like fans on screens funny. And that's the best part about it.
It's like, look, I don't want to lead with the diploma. That's no fun.
No, God, no. If I ever do that in my life, I hope someone like, maybe doesn't kill me, but just like cuts off a limb or something. Like make it hurt.
Yeah, puts me in check. I think I have the diplomas. 100%. Don't really remember where they went. I haven't seen them since I got them, if I'm being honest with you.
But never have.
That's all part of it. But it is exciting, though, because you are on the newly ranked number one team in the nation by D1 Baseball. And I got to ask, how are the feelings around the team? Because when I was on teams, I was always told, hey, don't worry about the rankings. Don't think about that. My rankings were also never like, it was always multiple digits. Typically, it was never a one. So what was that like on the team?
Well, I mean, pretty insane. I think anyone would be pretty naive to like sit here and say, oh yeah, rankings don't matter. I mean, I guess maybe they don't matter, but they still feel pretty cool. And like, obviously when you're having an awesome season with a great bunch of guys, like we are with a bunch of selfless guys, more importantly, it's pretty dang awesome to take a moment and just appreciate the fact that you got some recognition for it, at least mid season wise. Obviously it doesn't matter. We want to be number one in June, not number one in March, or April, sorry. But I mean, the team's obviously pumped, but I would be lying if I didn't sit here and say that we are more pumped now than we were 2 weeks ago. I mean, the team in general has just been awesome about having fun, enjoying each other, enjoying playing the game of baseball. And that's probably a good portion of why we are where we are right now, because we love being around each other, playing the fun game.
Definitely. And I feel like that's a perfect way of saying it. Like, it's to me, it's like no one's going to be like, oh man, that guy, I'm really upset that guy just said I have really nice abs and I look great today.
Yeah,
like it's a compliment, but at the same time, it's like, okay, but what is important here? Is it going to get us closer to the goal, or is it just, you know, just a okay, we are doing a good job of getting there?
100%. I like you said, if I get complimented, I'm probably going to say outwardly like, oh, like that doesn't matter to me, knowing dang well I'm going to go home and feel very good about what just happened and what was just said about me, because it's awesome. And like anyone, obviously it feels good. I think it's cool to be put on, get some recognition for it and get some good said to you. So I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel awesome, and it definitely does.
I'm right there with you. Now, as a team, do you guys just like look on Twitter? Because I have a theory that we at D1 Baseball could do things differently, whether it be like a Willy Wonka golden ticket at your local 7-Eleven that we go in and plant and we wait for you guys to get it, or, you know, something along those terms. What do you think would be the ideal way to learn you guys have been ranked number one?
The Willy Wonka thing's great. I did not think Willy Wonka would jump its way in this conversation. That's unbelievable. Shout out Johnny Depp. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
I don't know. I would say the Twitter thing is cool. I will say like getting, just because our team's all on there and that's how we all found out and we saw together and we all just like hugged each other. It was kind of weird. It was like one of us got engaged. It's kind of like, all right, like, all, like hug and like almost cry about it. It's kind of odd. I'd say Twitter, a coach telling us would be pretty cool. If Schlosh came in on Monday and told us, that'd be pretty elite. But like, that'd be too sappy for me. Like I like the Twitter, maybe an edit, maybe a really cool, like deep fried meme edit of the number one team could be interesting. Maybe something
Yeah,
I can work on in the future.
yeah, I think that's definitely something that can be workshopped. Now, one last thing I want to talk about with the number one chatter is I'm not sure if you guys are aware of who Kendall Rogers is. I assume you probably do.
Good
Now,
assumption.
his mom, big A&M fan. So when you got like I see her, she will respond to him when he doesn't rank him high enough, or when he doesn't rank
Cool.
you guys high enough. And she's there with you. So you guys are not just fighting for the 12th man, you are fighting for Kendall Rogers' mom as well. And of course, you know, making a comfortable situation for Kendall, because no one wants to be getting chirped by mom. Like, no one wants that. So you guys being good, fulfilling that prophecy for him, he's just like, yeah, no, I will then, Ma. So good on you
100%.
guys.
That's yeah, I didn't know we had a knight in shiny armor in the form of Mrs. Rogers, but Kendall, tell your mother I'm very grateful for her appreciation, and I hope to God that we keep this ranking so that she's happy, we're happy, and more importantly, you don't get chirped by your mother, because that's a terrible feeling. I have it happen like daily.
It's a tough one. It's a tough
A
one to
tough thing
bounce
to eat,
back from.
100%.
Have you heard of the 2025 Soldier Tank BB Core Baseball Bat by Soldier Sports? This isn't just any bat, it's lighter and hotter than any of its predecessors. This is thanks to its infused alloy technology that allows an ultra big, ultra hot sweet spot. Crafted from over 2.5 years of research and development, the Soldier Tank is the perfect blend of speed and power. Designed for both power and contact hitters, it features a formula for success. Speed times mass times impact equals extreme power. I've seen it swung, even the mishits have juice with the Soldier Tank. The bat is priced at an incredible $311, which is well worth it, in my opinion, to be swinging the top scoring BB Core bat ever. They're selling out fast though, so head over to soldiersports.us to secure yours today. Baseball barbecue started when a broken grill fork and a cracked bat came together to make the perfect grill tool. Now, Baseball Barbecue makes patented bat handle barbecue tools and cutting boards that are licensed for the best teams in college baseball. Fun and functional, Baseball Barbecue products are perfect for casual fans and serious grillers alike, and a great way to out tailgate your rivals. Visit baseballbarbecue.com/D1Baseball to find the perfect grilling gift for the college baseball fan in your life. Now, you were talking before we started recording, we were talking about this weekend, and this weekend, it looked magical there. You know, we talk about Olsen magic before. There was magic there. You were talking about how loud it was. But one thing that I noticed, anyone on Twitter would have noticed, is the presence of the song Rattling Bog. Or is it Rattling Bog? I'm not sure the exact
Thieves their own.
pronunciation,
Thieves
but you
their own.
just say
Yeah,
bog.
okay.
Everybody knows, you know? So where did that stem from for you guys?
Yeah, so that was me and our backup outfielder, Jace Laviolette, worked on that together. We just had the idea together. Just honestly, we were sitting kind of just workshopping like we do on any sort of Monday night. And we came up with the idea and we brought it to Coach Slosh, and we kind of went in thinking it was a 10, not like a 90-10 chance, thinking 10 was yes and 90 was no. And we walked in and he just kind of asked us some more clarifying questions. And I kept our answers extremely brief. I didn't want to explain much. I just was going to let him do the talking and hope to God it worked. And it luckily he said yes, and we got it sorted out. And it was kind of a test run on Friday, and it was pretty dang cool. I mean, the energy it brought to the fans, but also our dugout was loving it too, which makes it 10 times more fun, because we had the crowd in the dugout all singing the same song together. And it's just funny. We're all dancing in the dugout after home runs, and we heard Rattlin' Bog, and I just look up and see Coach Slosh up there. He won't say it, but I know he's grinning. And I know he loves it. I know he won't say it. I know you like it, Coach. So I'd like to hear you say it out of your mouth one time, but it's just funny when we're all doing our thing and he's on the step holding his composure as he always does.
Yeah, just stone. The Jeter
Stone.
face of it all. Just you wouldn't know if
100%.
he hit a walk-off home run or if he struck out three times. You don't know. But
Nope.
the environment around him, it sounds like the pulse of the stadium was just electric. So now,
100%.
is it a song that's going to get played after like every home run, every big moment? How often are we going to hear Rattlenbach? Or, well, I mean, I guess the often part, we've seen the highlights. If it's after home runs, we know it'll be often. But what's the frequency? What are we looking at in terms of times to play this?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You know what? That is honestly still being toyed around with a little bit. On Friday, it was every home run and every run we did it. And we ended up scoring 15. So there was a lot of bogs rattling around the stadium. But I think the home run Rattlenbach will probably stick permanently. And then we'll probably just have maybe like Friday night, we'll spice it up a little bit and add it in there every now and then. But I mean, I'd like it to be played as much as it can, because it's pretty dang awesome. But I would say definitely home runs, and then every now and then we'll probably add it in between innings and stuff, just to wake some people up in the crowd in case they just took a seventh inning nap or something. Just have 18-year-olds around them screaming Rattlenbach. I'm sure that'll wake them up and get them locked back in.
That'll definitely get the pulse going. Now, for me, I saw you tweet, hey, you know, 6 p.m. Rattlenbach. Mm-hmm. Do with that information what you will. And for me, this is not a song I hear on the daily radio on my drive to work, even though I work from home. But
I was just going to question that. I'm like, Steve, where are you going? Come on. This is your office.
It's a very, it's a tricycle, and it's a very long commute. My dogs are often in the way, you know, it gets there, but I don't hear it often. So seeing this song just come across my brain that way, it sent me immediately back to different times I've had throughout my life where this song is playing, but always good times. So I'm sure a lot of fans get that nostalgia. You aren't just going to sleep through this one. Maybe you are if you have before, if you've properly enjoyed it. But hey, that's all part of it.
100%. It's part. I mean, with this song and with what it entails, there's some results that come out of it that may include sleeping. That's okay.
Yeah. And that's part of it. Now, another thing associated with this song and associated with the way your school presented it to the nation was the dance moves that you broke out, both in the dugout, just on the field at all times. Really, the media crew did a phenomenal job with this, so tip my cap to them. Were those dance moves you had before transferring to a school in Texas, or is it something where you've been in Texas, now it's like these moves are a part of you?
No, those moves have always been in me. I think it's just taken a really special something to dig them out of me. They were deep hidden inside me in a really dark place, and they decided to come out because of this beautiful song. But I never did that for the sake of a camera being there. Like, every time I was filmed doing it, I was looking at the videos, like, it's like a hidden camera. Like, I don't know where those cameras are. I really don't. And I would just do it randomly. I'd get excited this weekend. I ran home, slid home after a throwing error, and I scored, because I would have been thrown out, because that's not my game. Stealing base is not my game. I would have been thrown out. And I ended up getting lucky and going home, and I start hitting the Rattlenbach after like scoring on a passed ball. And I'm like, I thought about it after the game, like, bud, slow your roll. I mean, come on, you're doing Rattlenbach on a field. Like, you don't even know what you're doing at this point.
You accidentally turned yourself into like one of Pavlov's dogs, where it's like I hear it, I get the reaction. It's like, oh, home run.
Just unconditioned stimulus. Just
we gotta have Jace following you around with a little spritz bottle. I think that is though I took high school psychology like 12 years ago now, so I don't know if that's still the best way to get you out of it, but I think that's a start.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I need someone to slow me down for sure.
I mean, look, the energy's there, just roll with it. Never change the vibe just because it's like, hey, look, maybe I should. Only if there is like a real force, like umpires subjecting everybody or things like that.
Police or something. Yeah. Right.
Well,
right.
Bullies are just, you know, those are just critics. Critics are lame. You know, commentators, people who commentate and things like that.
Critics.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I mean, I'm a professional.
Well, there's a few exceptions. You do a great job.
You know,
don't talk down to yourself.
Come just got to be nice. See, there we go. That's the best way to avoid it. But we brought up Lord Tubington, and I saw another piece of professional development has happened for both you and Jace. You were sitting on the plane, I believe was the mode of transportation. It appeared he was going to sit with you, and he chose a different seat. So how'd that happen? Can you just walk us through that development for any scouts listening who are like, hey, where's the feel? Is the feel coming along? Sure. You know?
Right. I mean, 80 grade player, probably 10 grade feel. When I walked into this beautiful town of College Station, and pretty apparent, you meet the kid, you can tell right away, wow, this kid can play, but he can't feel. And it's just something notable. And I took it upon myself to really, really see if we could change that. And I mean, I'm sitting alone in an aisle, and I saw him make a little jab step, like a little Kobe Bryant jab step towards me. And then a little trigger went off in his brain. He said, no, I'm actually going to take the seat in front. Let Hayden have his space. He's old. He needs his two seats on the plane. Let him do his thing. And he did exactly that. I was extremely proud of him. And I let him know. I let the whole world know.
And that's what you got to do. Because, of course, on your Twitter, you do share some highlights, but they do come with a little bit of drawback from time to time about where guys' approach is at. I know Braden Montgomery, we'll talk about him shortly here with where he's at approach-wise. But it was really good to see, you know, the intangibles, the things off the field are also getting worked on. Because you can't really practice that as a team. You don't show up to the field and look at the practice plan and say, where to sit on a Boeing 737, you know, whatever series 100%. Jetliner we're in. So that's really good stuff. And I feel like you need to be given credit for that. I think that's important. Some of that needs to be handed over to you.
I'm trying to do God's work over here. I really am. And it's honest work. It's an honest man's work. Blue collar as heck. And I'm really giving it my all. So hopefully by the end of the season, we'll see some real improvements.
Like, you go to an agricultural school, it makes sense. You know, you put in that blue collar work. It's a different form of herding and shepherding, but still herding, shepherding the youth, teaching them the way.
Yeah, I'm going to go downstairs and actually let Tubby know that I'm herding and shepherding him. See what he responds to that. He'll be extremely ecstatic.
Yeah, if you want to film that for me to see how that goes, because I don't know what that means. Do that. I don't believe it's a nice thing. I think it's a compliment of like, hey, look, I'm trying to help you. I remember in my career, my freshman year, I roomed with fifth year seniors on the road. Two fifth years, I always slept on a pull-out couch. Learned so much from those guys being under their wing. Really defined me as a career. It was Grayson Atwood, Caleb McCann. Remember them to this day. And my brain's not that sharp.
Right.
But
that's awesome.
Hey, everyone, we're going to take a quick break from our discussion to hear a couple ads from our sponsors.
I do want to talk about, because this weekend, another thing we saw, of course, Braden Montgomery. What did you see out of him this weekend? What are the updates you have for him? Because he's still hitting home runs. And I know you would express some concerns about, you know, one trick. Is he only going to hit home runs? Is he only going to hit the ball 100 miles an hour over the fence in a really rude way to defenders, honestly, because they put their work in all offseason to catch 100%. Baseballs.
It's a good point, Steven.
So what do we see out of him?
Well, what I will say is we didn't see a giant step, but we saw a stride forward. He still gets home run happy, right? I mean, it's just something we're trying to fix, and by we, I mean no one, but we're really trying to work on it. And this weekend we saw vast improvements. He's walking, he's hitting base hits, he's doing what the team needs him to do. And so I was ecstatic to see those strides go forward. And I think scouts took note of that. I think a few GMs that were there this weekend probably just moved him up their list from one overall to one overall. So yeah, really excited for him.
Yeah, and now when these scouts and GMs were checking him out, did you make sure to write in their notebooks for Braden, just like, hey, look, this kid can run the bases, like he knows how to. It's just you aren't going to see him do it today.
Like, yeah, it was more of a over coffee thing. I actually got together with them before each game and brought a notepad and just made sure that they knew some things that I knew that they might not know. Braden's a good base runner. He has base hit in his game. He can take pitches. He can walk. I mean, these are things that you don't see when you hit home runs, right? And they loved it. They were very appreciative. And so I hope Steinbrenner maybe sees this and goes, hey, maybe this guy's pretty sharp. We should hire him. So we'll see.
Yeah, so in today's episode so far, we have marketing director Hayden Schott. We have shepherder of Jace LaViolette, Hayden Schott. And we have MLB liaison Hayden Schott as well. It's just the versatility. Now we got to talk about Hayden Schott, the college baseball player. How'd you feel this weekend? You know, how'd you feel about it? How's the performance? Let's get introspective.
Just felt, you know, just kind of, you know, went out there, man. And that's what I do. I just kind of go out there and just end up leaving the field later. That's kind of just my day. I don't really know. Like, I just go out. I don't really know if I went 0-4, 4-4, I'd treat them both the same. And luckily that's helped me play the game this long. So I think that mindset's probably part of it. But in all seriousness, I truly do kind of treat it like that. I kind of just 0-4, 4-4, I treat it pretty similarly. And I felt good. That staff was pretty dang good that Vandy had. I think that's by far the best staff we've faced. It's kind of just annoying when you get guys like the Sunday guy throwing 100 and then you're like, all right, we got him out of the game. Let's bring in a lefty, throw him 95. It's like, guys, at some point we need a stat patter here.
Yeah.
Like,
when do you guys run out?
Like, what is going on? Someone help.
We are trying to come up for air just for one second.
Just like, come on, man. I mean, I don't got the reaction time. That's not my game. My game is just, hey, throw your hands, see what happens. And it's tough when they're that good. It really is.
Like in T-ball, I remember requesting where I wanted the pitch. Where's that? You know, where's that?
Right.
I remember people talking about, oh, the olden days, baseball players had so much class. A lot of that was because the guys would walk up to the plate and where they'd wave the bat was what actually their request to the pitcher of like, hey, throw it around here and I'll try my best. And if you don't, it's not a strike. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, all right, sure. You know, move on from it. Just it's different now.
It's a different game and that's okay.
Yeah, it really is. But I love where your head's at, where it's like, hey, look, I did my part. I put my work in. Now I'm going home. I am so focused and happy about my teammate's success that, you know, who cares what I did this weekend, which I love. It's
kind of true.
I feel like
it's also easy on this team when you have so many like talented guys and your team's so good. It just makes it kind of awesome because it's like it takes all the pressure away from the individual, like at least me individually. It's just like I know these how good the guys around me are. It's like, all right, I strike out, who cares? You have a guy, Jackson Appel, that no one knows about who absolutely dominates the SEC right now. Like, it's just everyone in our lineup is friggin' legit.
So that's another name I wanted to touch on was Jackson Appel. He had a game where which of his home runs in his multi-home run game was your favorite? Because I feel like he gave a little too many to choose from. It was kind of like, let's relax.
Sure, like, sure.
We talk about not giving the other team a chance to play. It's I'm going to hit home runs. And by the way, the last one, which you also can't catch, we're all going to go home after that. Is that something you guys are okay with? Because if not, it's still how it works. So
we're still gonna do it
this week.
That was a pretty crazy game he had this week with those three home runs. The last one was pretty dang cool. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't my favorite. But I was talking to it goes him in the lineup, Ted Burton, another transfer, and then me, and you know, we're all together and Ted's talking about how cool it would be to walk it off. And he already did it the week before and he's like, man, it'd be cool if I did it again. And so we're all like, oh my gosh, it's coming. And then Jackson did it, and we're all like, never mind. It's not coming, Ted, because someone else decided to steal the spotlight again. And, you know, I get it, right? I mean, everyone's looking out for themselves, but would have loved to see Teddy Two Bags there do his thing. But Jackson just had to do it for a third time for some reason. I don't know.
It's always strange when a guy makes a me guy move and it ends up being a team guy move, you know, where it's
completely.
Like, Did you mean to do it? Like, where was your heart really at in hitting this?
Good point. I still don't know where his heart was at. I don't know to this day.
Well, hopefully it was in his chest next to a thousand dogs. But just absolute insane performance. Now, the last insane performance I got to touch on this week, Ryan Prager. talk about, did it, had you talked to the bullpen? Were they okay with like taking the day off? Were they cool with that? Because I know middle of the season, you know, in the MLB, UCL injuries are up way more. No one can fathom why. And, you know, every other guy throws 104 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And that's probably why.
Yeah.
I can fathom it pretty safe over here at 84. but Ryan Prager going on the mound, what was that like just like defensively? Because you're only spending half the game with him in theory, and typically in a shutout, it's pretty quick. You aren't playing 100% defense long. So what was that performance like? What was it like being behind the scenes for that one?
Oh gosh, just professional, I would say would be the word I would use. I mean, that lineup we faced was also really good. Like, that team's pretty dang good. There's a reason they were ranked sixth when we played them this weekend. I mean, they're really legit, and Prager just did what he did, didn't try to do too much. I made sure to give him plenty of back slaps and ass slaps every time he came in, and I think that had something to do with it. I don't know. I'll have to ask him, but it was pretty cool. I think it's also just nice to save your team's legs. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who just didn't make his defense work that much. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, you get to just kind of stand around, and then it's like, hey, after about 14 minutes, maybe on the long side of things, we're going to be back in the dugout, hanging out with each 100%. Other, being a team, listening to Rattlenbach, dancing around like hooligans in a good way. In a good way.
100%.
Wow, I haven't thought of the word hooligans in a long time. That came out of nowhere. Wow.
Yeah, I was impressive. I only know the Hooligans from Bruno Mars and the Hooligans. I think that's his band. Yes, that's the only actually like formal usage of that word. I don't even know if you can call that formal, but
you capitalize that.
I don't know. Capitalize Hooligans.
I'm going to try to get that word to be used more. Maybe that's the next word we work on. I'll try to get that one out there. I used propensity in a tweet this week, which we did talk about being introspective. You're someone I feel like I can review Twitter with. I did have to look up the word propensity and how to use it in a sentence, but my brain initially went, I want to use this word in a sentence here.
Right. So you just asked. Yeah. You just had a helping here. That's fine. There's zero problem with that.
I fact-checked the word. Did I cite the source? Absolutely not. No, because that's boring.
Never. It's boring and it's a time wasted. All you did was use a helping aid. I have a squatty potty. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's good for nature, you know?
Yeah.
It's 100%. Ergonomic, I feel like.
Yeah, 100%. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's the way the ancestors used to do it, the way we were intended to, probably. I mean, you look at a dog, they've been going the same way for ages. Ages. Yeah.
100%. You think there's something behind that? Yeah, right.
Like, look at the dogs. Dogs are always happy, you know?
They're think about unbelievable. That. And maybe it has something to do with how they go. Just a thought.
Just, they are naked and they're just like, look, gotta go. There it is. Enjoy it. Someone else is problem now. See ya. We're gonna continue our day. Now, granted, I do understand there is some rationale why I cannot be naked walking down the street, defecating everywhere, but... If we got urinals just standing in the street, come on.
I'm with you. I mean, this is stuff that could change the world, Steve. This is great.
Look, we've talked about all the different hats you wore in today's episode. We gotta end with the world changers. And I think this is the way we do it, you know.
I like it, man. I mean, we won't get hired by anybody, but we can talk about it.
Look, maybe we get whatever happened to the guys in the Social Network that were friends, the Winklevoss twins or something. You know,
good point.
Sure, didn't make much money, but something better came from it. So,
100%.
If someone takes my public urinal being a dog idea, which I don't know how you execute that,
you just sue them and then you're good.
Oh, no, they can have it. You know, I don't know if I want to be tied to it. Yeah. You know, they
you don't want your name on that.
No, that one's not for me. Well, Aiden, before I talk too much more about how I would like to, on all levels except physical, be it an actual dog, I'm going to let you get back to your important studies, get back to listening to Rattlenbaugh with your friends, thinking about how can we enhance the community service? How can we make College Station a better place? And you guys just continue to do it.
That's awesome, man. I'll be all in.
Well, that's all we have for this week's episode of the Shock Factor podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors, Soldier Sports and Baseball Barbecue, for making this all possible. And of course, thank you to D1 Baseball and my friends over there for letting me do this and let me call this my job. And of course, thank you for tuning in to the Shock Factor podcast on the D1 Baseball Network in the umbrella of Sirius XM Sports Podcast. I'm still not really sure what I'm supposed to be saying at the end there with Sirius XM, but they're involved with this too, so thank you to them. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to talking to you next Tuesday when I'm joined by Jake and Jordan once again to recap this weekend in college baseball.
The Shock Factor podcast is part of the Sirius XM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.